Okay, so we are on Chavtes. So the Gemara was asking the following question, right? We had this question about the person who says Netiyos Elu are a korban until I cut them down, right? And the Gemara said, really, like, forever? And Bar Pada said, no, that it just means that until they're while they're still up, every time you be poda them, they become kadosh again. And then Ula says, until you cut them down, until they fall down and they get cut down, at which point you just poda one time and that's the end. And Ula said, no, you don't even have to, once they fall down, you don't have to be poda them at all. And Rav Huna says, what do you mean, Ula? How can that be? How can it be that it just, the kiddush just goes away? If I mekadosh a woman, kids say I'm mekadosh you for today and tomorrow you're not mekadosh, that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, well, hold on. What kind of question is that, right? What kind of one is kedushas damim? Right? You're just making this tree, hektish. You're making it, or even less, making it net there. Getting married is kedushas aguf. So that doesn't go away by itself. It's different. So Abaye said, what do you mean? Who said that kedushas aguf doesn't go away by itself? After all, we have a Gemara. We have a brisa that says that the person says that this shor is an ola for 30 days. And then after 30 days, it becomes a shlamin. So then what happens is that for all 30 days, it's an ola, and then after 30 days, it becomes a shlamin, right? But how can that be? It's a kedushas aguf, right? And then somehow, we're saying after the 30 days, that kedushas goes away. So the Gemara explained, I'll explain how that kedushas goes away. That's because it's not kedushas aguf. That's really the case is, the person said, This item should have this shor should have kedusha's damim, right? Which is that the money that you'll be poda from when you poda it will have kedusha, but not the item itself. And the Gemara is not so fast to accept that. Why? Because if that's true, if the whole case of kedusha's damim, what about the second case in that brisa? I think the brisa says, and that's a read from there in the Gemara. Ihachi, three lines in the bottom and chavtes and melech. Ihachi ema seifa. The Brisa says at the end, the second case was that the person says for after 30 days it's an ola, and but from now until 30 days it's a shlamim, and that works also, right? And if you want to say the ratio case is the case of kedushas aguf, or the opposite, whatever. Then one of the two is kedushas aguf, and one of them is kedushas adamim. So then, hainu the itzrich le latanu the misne tarte. That's why the brisa has to give me both cases, because otherwise both cases are pretty much the same, right? Why the sachad et chamina kedushas aguf lo paka bechti kedushas damim paka bechti? Because I would have thought. Right? Maybe you tell me that kedushas aguf, that doesn't go away by itself, right? The kedushas damim does. And what is this, by telling me both cases, what does it show? And one of the kedushas aguf, one of the kedushas damim, what does it show me? That both can go away. Well, both can expire, basically, after a certain amount of time, right? And amatul hachi tani tarte, and that's why the Bryson tells you both cases. Ali amris idi kedushas damim lam lil misne tarte. But if both cases are dealing with the case of kedushas damim, so then why are you teaching me both? Right? And I'll explain to you further, says the Gemara, why it doesn't make any sense. Hashta yesh lomar mi kedusha chamur le kedusha kala paka. Mi kedusha kala kedusha chamura tzrich le meimar. Because again, we're talking about shlomim and ola. Shlomim and ola are not exactly the same. Right? Take a look at look at the mefarish on the top left. Hanu de itzrich, right? This is why you need both. Da amida lahachi tani tarte the bein kedushas aguf bein kedushas damim paka bichti, right? One possibility if you're talking about the both cases. So I understand that's why you're teaching me the halach in both cases. That in both cases kedushas aguf and kedushas damim that the kedusha can go away by itself. But if I have right lam lemisne tarte hashta mikdusha chamur the kedusha kala paka, right? Because I would have otherwise argued, what do I need both for? Because if you're going in one case from kedusha chamura, more chamura kedusha to kedusha kala, it goes away. Meaning ola she chamura, the kedusha shlamim she kala. And if I said this is the ratio was it's an ola for 30 days, and on day 31 it becomes a shlamim. So that went from what kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. In that case, what do we say? Works, right? And that's and if that goes away by itself, right? Ola she chamura l'kedusha shlamim she kala. So then mekedusha kala klomar shlamim the kala the kedusha is ola she chamura mibai. I mean, I don't need that. If I know that if I made it an ola, and then after 30 days it becomes a shlamim. And in that case, no problem, it works, and the kedusha of the ola evaporates. So you're telling me the opposite case. When it's a shlamim, then it becomes an ola. It's not gonna. Of course, it'll evaporate. It's fine. No problem. I don't need. You don't need to tell me in both cases that the kedusha of goof goes away. Fine. So el lav to keep going the mifarish el lav chad the kedusha of goof vechad the kedusha of damim. Right. So rather, what are you teaching me? That one, it must be that one case teaches me this halacha by kedusha of goof, and one teaches me the halacha by kedusha of damim. The tarvayu pake that both of them can go away. V'tiyuf to the ula veleke piruka. And this seems to be an attack on Ula, right? Who had argued that again, our Ula who had said once it falls down, there's no need to be poda, right? And Rav Nuna said, "What do you mean? Where the kedusha go, right? In response, and in response, what do you mean? Once where the kedusha go?" He said, Rav Nuna said, "Because if you get married, the kedusha doesn't go away." And the kasha was, "What do you mean? Kedusha goof, kedusha dumb, it's not the same thing." And our answer right now is, "Yes, it is." Right? In which case, we still haven't. Our attack on Ula is alive and well, and you have no answer for us. In which case, Ula seems to be in trouble, right? And it seems to be a refutation of Ula's approach, and the idea that the kedusha could just go away by itself, is a problem. Fine. Is that correct? It does go away. Allah v'chal l'kedusha z'kuv v'chal l'kedusha z'damim. Tarvay v'pakei, they both go away. See if the ula like a bruka. I'm make sure that I'm getting saying that correctly. Why is the attack on ula alive and well in that case? Ula was the one who said, right?
Goes away without doing anything.
That goes, which is what we're saying here. No, yeah,
but he says that there's a difference between kedusha damim and kedusha z'guf, and here he's saying that they seem to be the same, right? They both can go away on their own,
right?
That is
correct. Meaning, I think the point is like this. The question on Ula was, where did Kedusha go? How are you comparing, that's not true about Kedusha Zaguf, right? And Rava had said, who's comparing Kedusha Zaguf to Kedusha Zdamim, right? And Abai says back, what do you mean? That's not a problem. You can compare Kedusha Zaguf to Kedusha Zdamim. The halacha could be the same in both cases, right? And and we have a case, right, of Kedusha Zaguf where Abaye basically said back, Kedusha Zaguf go away by itself, right? And quoted this case of the shore, right? And it goes away. And we said, how can that be? That's Kedusha Zaguf, and somehow it goes away by itself, right? So our response was, no, that case is a case of Kedusha Zdam. And that's why it goes away by itself, right? So if that's true, though, then how do you understand the rest of the brisa, right? And it works well if you say one is just dumb and one is a goof. Now I understand you're telling me that in both cases it goes away. But
what did Rav say that Kedusha Zaguf doesn't go away on its own, and this one says it does go away on its own?
Right, but Arpada has said it doesn't go away by itself, right? You need to be poda at the end. And Ula said that once the tree comes down, I don't even need to be poda anymore, right?
Right. Because
right?
That's Kedusha's done.
Right? Or he just said that it doesn't, right? And the question, I don't need to repeat it over and over again, but I just want to make sure we're saying it's correct. I could just go through it like that. I want to make sure we're saying it right, right? That Rav Hanina responds, right? I don't get it. Where did the Kedusha go? Right? That doesn't work by when you get married. Right? And the response back to him is, Rav's response is, what do you mean? Kedusha's Damim and Kedusha's Guf are not the same thing. Right? Kedusha's Damim goes away by itself. Kedusha's Guf does not go away by itself. And a bi responds, what do you mean? Kedusha's Guf can go away by itself. I have a braisa that shows that. Right? And what's the response? No, that's only Kedusha's Damim. Right? But they say that's not true, because the Seifa is the same case, and it can't also be Kedusha's Damim, because that would be redundant. So it must be one case is Kedusha's Damim, the other case is Kedusha's Aguf, and in both cases it goes away. Instead, until now, was that we were trying to say that, see, that case that you originally brought to show me that Kedusha's Aguf can go away by itself is not a proof. It's Kedusha's Damim, right? Mm-hmm. So you see that it's, they're not the same, mm-hmm. right? And basically, Rav Hanina's original kasha on Ula is a good kasha. Like, what do you mean? Where'd it go? Right? But I guess my point is, at the end of the day, that Braisa is one case of Kedusha's Damim, one case of Kedusha's Guf, and they both go away on their own. Which, isn't that what Ula's position was initially? Wasn't Ula's position that once it falls down, it's done, and it goes away by itself?
Yeah.
So why is that kasha on Ula? I know I'm supposed to be the one to have the answer to this question, but the Mefarish says viti yufta deula valeka peruka. Right? Okay, let's look at the Ran and the Baal Mechav Tassim and Aleph. This might be our answer. I think. Okay. So it's a good thing it's a short daf. Okay, so the Ran says the following. See that Ran is like 8 lines in the bottom. Iyamash Bishlama. Iyamash Bishlama. Chalik Vidish is a good, Chalik Vidish is dumb, and Hainid the Kanan Territ, etc. Kolomar. The Tana Seifa Legludei Reisha. Okay? The second case in that Brisa, right, comes to reveal something about the Reisha. Shalot Tomar. Daf and Kedusha is damim paka bichdi. Kedusha is a guf lo paka. Don't say it's only Kedusha is damim that can go away by itself, and Kedusha is a guf can't. La hachitani tarte. That's why you teach me both. La shmina dafilu Kedusha is a guf paka bichdi. Even Kedusha is a guf can go away by itself. Okay, that's how you understand the brisa. Eli ditcha the svirlan the svirlacha the Kedusha is a guf lo paka bichdi. But according to you, right, who have argued that Kedusha is a guf doesn't go away by itself. Umuk masla be kedushas damim, but you want to say, and if you want to say this case is, they're both kedushas damim. Tarte lamali, what I need them for, but tusav rava, and this comes to attack rava, right? Who had said, how are you comparing kedushas damim with kedushas aguf, right? Devadai shamina neha dafid kedushas aguf paka bichti, right? Hilkach la rava la havili la duri la rav hamanuna. That's why rava should never have responded to rav hamanuna. My kama dumb is Kedusha's Damim. That was just Rav Hanina attacked the Tatula. What do you mean? It just goes away. Where'd it go? Right? Right? And that's Kedusha's Aguf. And Rav had said, what do you mean? That's not the same. One Kedusha's Aguf, one Kedusha's Damim. The response here is, whoa, Rava, who said? Right? Who said they're any different from each other? Right? This is an attack on Rava at this point. Devade Shamina Mehada, feel like Kedusha's Aguf, Paka Bechti. We see from here that even Kedusha's Aguf can go away by itself. He shouldn't have responded to him. My coming dumb is Kedusha's Guf, Kedusha's Damim. He shouldn't have responded that way. To Alma, this feel that the Kedusha's Guf, the Hekdesh, lo paka Kedusha's Guf, the Isha. Right? Because the explanation, the understanding that the Kedusha's Guf of Hekdesh also doesn't go away, just like the Kedusha's Guf of a woman wouldn't go away. Elahachi Havale Lemer, this is what he should have said. The lo dami Isha le Hekdesh, Mishum de Ein Isha's Lechatzain. Meaning it was the wrong way to respond, basically. Kedusha's a guf, Kedusha's a damim. That's not a response. It's a difference between, the Kedusha that's a guf of the Isha in the Kedushin case and the Kedusha's a guf of the animal, right? Or the tree, whatever. Because there's no such thing as being half married, right? It's a good chizuk for people deciding to get married. You can't be half married. Did he be married or not be married, right? The ain isha is lechatzon, right? Kamosh goes after lamala. Aval hekdesh, but when it comes to hekdesh, it's a lezman yadua, but hekdesh can have a certain, specified amount of time. Velafi kedushas aguf pakabe. Even the kedushas aguf can go away. Meaning the two kedushas agufs are not the same. Right? Which is a guf of marriage, and this is a guf of hekdesh, it's not the same. Right? Because you can't be half married, but a kedushas aguf of a korban can go away. Right? Hilkach, pirchei de Rav Hamanuna, lesa. Okay, this is the whole point, right? Well, actually, I don't know if this is the whole point. Let's just see. But therefore, the attack of Rav Hamanuna is not really an attack. The hach b'raisa misayli le'ula, because this b'raisa seems to support ula. The cave in the b'raisa mucha, that fila kedushas aguf, paka b'chdi, because since the b'raisa shows that kedushas aguf can go away, right, which is what we've been saying, right? Wait a second, this b'raisa seems to show both. Kedushas dam and kedushas, they both go away. Kol shekein kedushas damim, and certainly kedushas damim would be true. Umishum hachi amar lema tahabi tiyufte debar pada. Okay, good. So this round makes me feel better. I don't know what's happening in the Befarish, but the round saying this isn't a crime with ula. This actually shows that ula is not crazy, right? By now it showed us that there is a possibility to say that kevan she niksetsu shuvein poten. You don't have to do anything. Why? Kedushas damim can go away. And kedushas aguf go away. They both have the possibility. Kedusha of a kedushin by an isha, different story, right? But in terms of korbanos, hekdesh, it could go away, right? And therefore, that's why the Gemara is going to say this right now. We're going to see it. Tikshila bar pada delomati lek ukma kagon shepedal kedushas aguf ein la pidyon. And the real bigger question is on bar pada, who said that you can't be poten at all, right? Well, it's still standing. But it sounds like the Ran actually says that our line of thinking is actually right. I don't know how to explain the Mefarsh, to be honest.
I don't understand how the Braita is telling us that one is Kedusha Damim, one is Kedusha Aguf. They're basically the same case, and we're assuming one must be one.
Because otherwise,
it would be redundant. But yeah. But if I gave you those two examples, you'd say they're exactly the same. There's nothing different about it.
But they can't be.
But you can't tell me which one is the wrong one and which one is the right.
Okay, but I'm just saying, the Gemara's assuming. Saying,
well, because they gave us both, one of them right. Has to be showing you something.
By the way, what you see in here, right? And we have time for this right now, but what you see in here is a certain assumption always that like the authors of the mission knew what they were doing. Right? It's not like, well, they made a mistake. I mean, sometimes we say that.
Right.
Sometimes we do say like, it's a mistake.
They got it backwards.
But like the point is, like, if it is as it is, it can't be that they're both referring to the same case, because they would never, Yudah Nasi, whoever's writing the Mishnah, never would have right made them that redundant.
So we just don't know his shorthand.
I mean, we don't know what he meant, but right. it didn't mean this.
Right.
It couldn't be, because that would be redundant, but it would make no sense to do so. Right. Correct. Fine, but the bottom line is, we have not, according to the Ran, and I this makes more sense to me at least, that we have not, landed on Akasha on Ula, because you could argue, both of them could go away. Not Kedusha Isha, that doesn't. And that's the distinction, and that's why Rav Hamanuna is Kasha, and it's not Akasha. Fine. But nevertheless, says the Gemara, now go back to the Gemara and Chavtasim and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Lema tavi tiyuta debar pada. The Amar lo paka kedusha bichli. So good, but all of this now really is a kasha on. But it's funny, when I was preparing this, I didn't understand this line. So now this line makes perfect sense. So good. So thank you very much for helping me. So now it all makes sense, right? This is now it makes actually a lot of sense. Now you might say, okay, fine, but now according to all this, now Bar Pada's in trouble. He said the kedusha doesn't go away. We need kedusha doesn't go away. We have a price of giving you a proof that whether it's kedusha damim or kedusha aguf, it can't go away, right? So what's he going to say? No. So answer the Gemara. No, I'm Rav Papa. I'm a lecha Bar Pada. I'll give the following answer. Hachi kamar. This is what it means. Okay. And now he's going to say, you're also misunderstanding the brisa. I'm going to read it differently, right? Im lo amar me achshav shlamim la'achal amayom ola havei. Okay, so he says, this is what's happening. When you say it's going to be an ola, right, for 30 days, right? But when I say me achshav, it's a shlamim now for the first 30 days. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that it's only going to be an ola after 30 days because I said me, if, or it's sorry, if I don't say me'achshav shlamim la'achal lamed yom olahavi, then if I don't say me'achshav shlamim, then it'll be an olah after 30 days. Okay? What does that mean? Meaning the havi ha'omer l'isha, by the way, now we're going to compare it again to isha kedushin, ha'omer l'isha hiskach li la'achal lamed yom dimikudeshes v'afabishin is achal amos. What's that case? Man says to a woman, hi, mikudeshes to me'achshav ad la'achal lamed yom. With this money, right? You give that to me from now, but only 30 days from now, with this money. And then what happens? The money's gone. Gets lost. It doesn't matter. Now, after 30 days, she's still Mikudesh, even if the money gets lost. Why? Because when you gave it to her, you gave her the money. Okay? Take a look. Take a look at the Ran on the right side. Okay? Amra Papa Hachika Amar, Imlar Mimachshav, Perish Seifa Asilin Terutze, Aval Resha Kedekaima Kaima. Well, the olam, the amr l'dimi, meaning the case, our first, you know, part of our price that we quoted was really for the money, like we said. V'lo tikshu de bar pada, de muki la b'pidon, and don't worry about bar pada, who said that you know, every time you're poda, it comes back, etc. Aval seifa mitarzinan de hachika amr, but the seifa, the end of our brisa explains, right, which says that, you know, the case of the seifa was, after 30 days, it's an ola, and from now until then, it's going to be a shlamim. Why is that helpful? What does that do? About saving the martini, the hachikamer la'achal amayom ola ume achshav shlamim la'achal amayom tehei ola kedvar. Why im lo amar me achshav shlamim? Meaning it's only true though. That's after 30 days, it's going to be an ola if you didn't say, right? Me achshav shlamim, meaning v'kamash la'an tarte. It teaches two things. If you say you're going to be an ola in 30 days, that works. You say, what? You're making kaddish now. You say, what do you mean? If it doesn't come to effect for 30 days, it's a nothing. It can work. It can not be chayal till later. Midam dahavi ala omer l'isha, like the case of a person who's b'kaddish a woman, is only going to be chal for 30 days later. V'kamash la nami de dafek is shalo amer me'achshav shlamim hu dehavi la'achal lamed yom ola. But this is the chap. It's only when I don't say me'achshav shlamim that is going to be an ola after 30 days. Aval hicha da amer me'achshav shlamim lahavya la'achal lamed yom ola. But if I do say me'achshav shlamim, then it will never be an ola after 30 days. That's what's really trying to teach me, right? That when I say me'achshav shlamim, it doesn't go away. I mean, it's kind of a backwards way of reading the case. But what the point is that now when I say me'achshav shlamim la'achal lamed yom, you know, ola, it works, right? That's only because, or that would be if I hadn't said it. If I hadn't said me'achshav shlamim, then it's going to be an ola in 30 days. The point being that otherwise the time will actually expire and it actually won't become an ola. Okay. And how does that work? It works because, just like the case of Kiddushin, where a person is a Kaddish woman and says it's only going to be challah after 30 days, where that works even though the money's gone. Fine. Okay, but the point is, why is that? The point being, why does it work for Bar Parda? Because now we can read the Brisa. It's not our favorite way of reading it. You can read the Brisa as actually meaning that the Kedusha would not go away, in theory. It could have a situation where it would just stay. So Mar says, okay, Pshita, that's obvious. Well, what do you need that for? That's okay. So I can. That you have the case of the of you know, you had a case of Kedusha like that also. So it can be Chal 30 days later. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. So what? And she's like, no, lo tzricha the hader bay. No, the case is that the cases where the person went back on it within the 30 days. And that even though they go back on it within 30 days, still becomes effective. Because I said it the first day. Okay, so hanich l'man da'amar eino chozeres. I understand according to those who say, you can't go back. L'man da'amar chozeres ma'ik l'meir. But according to the man da'amar says that you can be chozeres and it works, so then what's the chiddush? So, afil man da'amar hasam chozeres hacha shiny dami rasa legavoa kemisi rasa lehedyo. Now, so the point is that in our case, it's different. Why? It's unique because when it comes to hektish in general, when I say something, it's like I've handed it over already, right? And that's the chiddush. That since when I say something, it's like I handed it over. So that's why it's unique, and that's why it's worth it to say the case. But the point is that you know, not about this case per se. The point is that it shows that this response shows that Bar Pada still has a leg to stand on, and he can still argue that if I made the, you know, if I made this tree kadosh, I made it hekdesh, and I say, you know, until it falls down, that all that time it can remain hekdesh, and the kedusha doesn't just go away. And even when it falls down, he said, I still have to be potter one more time, right? So his idea that kedusha will remain is something that at least the Brisa doesn't fully reject, and I have a different way of reading it to make you know, big Bar Pada still be reasonable to read as an approach. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will pick up next week.